to Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. The number of college graduates getting science, technology, engineering, and math degrees, or STEM, is slowly increasing in Southeast Wisconsin. That's according to a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. But the report found there are still gender and racial disparities in the field. WUWM's Mayon Silver spoke to Joe Pietrangelo, senior researcher at the Policy Forum, about the study and what it means to have more STEM graduates entering the workforce.
STEM fields are one of the areas that often are looked at and considered very important when it comes to economic growth, because STEM fields are connected to innovation. STEM includes science, technology, engineering, and math, and especially you think of technology as a very fast-growing field. It's a high-paying field, and it's one that drives growth throughout the economy. So that's a reason why we look at the STEM fields, and seeing that the numbers are increasing is a positive trend.
So like someone like me who chose to study English and Hebrew literature, that may not have as much oomph on the local economy as like someone who's in tech.
Right. I'm a liberal arts undergrad and urban planning degree. So I don't exactly have the connection to STEM either. But yes, I think they're more important fields, but when it comes to economic growth, they can be an important one that we want to track.
Are there any industries in southeastern Wisconsin that you think would be particularly helped by STEM?
I mean, really, it affects industries across the board. I mean, Wisconsin and the Milwaukee area still have a lot of manufacturing, and even you think of advanced manufacturing involves a lot of technology, and so that's just one example.
So you guys looked at the numbers from Higher Education Regional Alliance data, right?
Right. So the Higher Education Regional Alliance is a group that formed in 2018. It brings together most of the colleges and universities in Southeast Wisconsin as a collaborative platform for them to work together and work towards addressing common challenges and trying to reach common goals. They have started to collect data. Again, this group's only been together since 2018. And so previously they were all separate in what they would track and kind of efforts they would make. But now they're pulling together data across all of the institutions to see what's happening, and had us actually take the data and do analysis of it. We're going to do several pieces. This first one is focused on STEM, but we're going to do a couple others as well.
It seems that the total number of college graduates decreased, but the STEM grads increased in southeastern Wisconsin. Can you give us, you know, some of the numbers and what that was looking like?
Yeah, that's right. So we got data from them from 2016 through 2019. And like you said, overall, the number of college graduates actually went down during that time. But the number of STEM graduates went up from about 2,700 to over 2,800, closer to 2,900 in that 3-year period. It's a short window of time. But then when we looked at it in terms of the share of overall degrees, we saw that had gone up from about 10.2% to 11.6%. So it's a small increase, but just positive to see that there is some growth happening, you know, in that field.
To get some context, you looked at UW system data as a whole, right? What did that show?
Right. Yeah. We did that because since the HERA data for now, we only have 4 years of data. We looked at the UW system schools in Southeast Wisconsin. So that's UW-Milwaukee, UW-Parkside, and UW-Whitewater, and looked at the trends in those schools because we had longer term data that's publicly available, and it just gave us a sense of how things are trending over the longer term. And that actually looks even more positive. When you look over the last decade, you see the number and the percentage growing in STEM fields at all of those institutions. So that points to this growth is not just, you know, a small increase over the last 3 years, but it's a longer term, more sustained growth that we're seeing.
Something that struck me when you were in that part of the report was that STEM degrees were up from about 2009 to 2019, at UWM, it looks like STEM degrees awarded were 23.2% of all degrees awarded at UWM, up from 12.2%, which that seems very encouraging.
Yeah, it's almost double the percentage in 10 years. So it's definitely a major increase. And Parkside and Whitewater also had big increases as well.
But there were, you know, some continued room for growth, as you guys noted. It seems like women outpaced men overall in college completion, but in STEM fields, women accounted for under a quarter of graduates.
Yeah, that was very striking to us. Like you said, women have been outpacing men overall across, when you look at all fields and all degree levels, women earned 58.1% of all of those degrees between 2016 and 2019. But only 23.7% in STEM fields. So it's a huge gap between, between overall and STEM. And we also saw that there are gaps when it comes to race. Specifically, Black students in particular are underrepresented among STEM graduates. I mean, they're underrepresented among all graduates, but then even more so in STEM fields. So that's concerning.
And what sort of impact does that have on the regional economy if women and students of color and people of color aren't having access to these STEM educations?
Well, I think it means for those populations that they're underrepresented in some very high paying and in some cases high growth sectors. So that's concerning. There are even some other more specific concerns, like within technology, computer science. Those fields have really large impacts on our lives. Increasingly over time, technology has such an impact on our lives. So it's very important to have women and people of color, all people represented in who is developing technology because of that outsized impact those industries have on our lives.
And in an interesting fact nugget that you came up with was that actually international students are overrepresented as STEM grads in southeastern Wisconsin. Can you talk about how this possibly both helps and hurts the local economy?
Yeah, it's just something we found interesting that international students were 3.8% of all college graduates during the period we looked at, but they were 12% of the STEM graduates. And that was even more pronounced when we looked at the advanced degrees. So looking at just the master's and PhDs, international students actually represent almost half of all of those STEM advanced degrees. So that's just something we found very striking. And we found that nobody has really looked at whether those students remain in the region. That hasn't been something that's been tracked and could be something that we want to look at. They could be very much contributing to our regional economy, staying in the region, working for businesses, creating new businesses in our region, or they could be largely leaving the region, and we don't know that. So it's just a question that we found through this research.
But on the plus side to southeastern Wisconsin, they tend to pay more, be out-of-state residents, and so they pay more in tuition, and that could help the local education system and economy in that way, sort of, right?
Right, yeah, they pay typically non-resident tuition, so they're paying more than an in-state student would, and that's been more of a concern, especially for UW system schools with the in-state tuition freeze, but again, there are pros and cons when it comes to that.
So what are some of the additional efforts that you know of to increase participation of women and students of color in computer science and engineering and kind of to strengthen STEM education in the region in general?
Yeah, so clearly there are some gaps that need to be filled, and there are a number of efforts already underway. A lot of colleges and universities in the area already have specific outreach programs. MSOE is one that does a lot of outreach to K-12 schools, especially middle school and high school students, to get more girls into engineering and computer science, are the two fields that women are especially underrepresented in. That's one example. A lot of the colleges and universities in the area are part of the National Center for Women in Information Technology, which is brings in programming to help attract more women and support women in computer science fields. But then one of the more exciting new initiatives that just was launched in December, actually, is called the Greater Milwaukee STEM Ecosystem Initiative. And so Milwaukee is now one of about 90 communities across the country that have established these initiatives. And they bring together people in the K-12 system, higher education, and business side all together to focus on STEM and the STEM pipeline and to try to strengthen it from what they say the K-20 pipeline, everything from kindergarten to college. And so MSOE, the Milwaukee Tech Hub Initiative, Northwestern Mutual, and STEM Forward are the leaders of that initiative. But we think that really has a lot of promise to help strengthen the pipeline, really create more systemic improvements, and address some of the gaps that we identified. And also, we think HERA is in a good position to do some of that work because it's already helping to bring together the area higher education institutions, and they can focus more on addressing some of these issues too.
All right. Well, Joe Pietrangelo, let's hope some of these programs really take effect and help boost Wisconsin's economy and give STEM education to everybody.
Definitely. Thank you.
Joe Pietrangelo is the senior researcher at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He spoke to WUWM's Mayon Silver about their latest report on STEM graduation rates and disparities in the field.